Oh, without question. You know, we had a chance to visit with him when he was coming out of college, myself, our general manager, some of our coaches. And a very impressive young man. His career is off to a great start in the National Football League, and he's going to be a tremendous player.
In his third year, Leslie, do you sense he's running less and trying to become more of a true pocket quarterback guy?
It seems that way. It seems like they've designed the offense to keep him in the pocket a little bit more. Now, that could change because they haven't had a lot of success with some of the things they're doing. But he's running less. They're running less option plays for him. So we'll see what happens.
How'd that game at Arizona get away from them? I know he got sacked seven times and gave up a safety, but they didn't score a touchdown. How'd it get away from the Panthers?
You know, they were moving the ball, but they were turning it over as well. I mean, they turned it over three different times. They were in the red zone, you know, two or three times and came up with no points. So they had a fourth and one in the first quarter, I think it was, and they're driving for a touchdown, and they drop a pass. So they had some drops. They had some turnovers that kind of killed drives.
To the Minnesota Vikings momentarily, but weekly on Vikings Game Plan, we have a question for the coach. You can go to Vikings.com and the Media Vault. Submit your question, and head coach Leslie Frazier may answer it on a Vikings Game Plan. This is from @Adam_Ulbrich. Leslie, how would you rate the progress of all three first-round draft picks at this point of the season? Let's begin with Sharif Floyd.
I think Sharif is doing a good job. You know, he's getting spot play between the reps that he gets with Kevin Williams. And with those reps, he's done a good job of being able to get a push for us in the middle when it comes to a pass rush. And he's doing a good job in run defense as well. So we're pleased with his progress. I think Xavier Rhodes, I mean, he's getting a lot of snaps. He's doing a good job out at the left corner spot. There's some ups and downs when you play corner in the National Football League as a rookie. But I think he's handling that adversity very well. With Cordero Patterson, you know, he's a guy who is a big play guy, evidenced by the 105-yard kickoff return that we had against Chicago. He's shown when he catches the football, he has a chance to make big plays for us. So really pleased with all three of them and looking forward to their progression over the course of this season.
Intercepting the quarterback was a problem last year, Leslie. Now this year you have a bunch of interceptions through four games, but it's interesting to note that they're coming from linebackers and safeties and not cornerbacks. Mm-hmm. Can you read into that anyway?
Well, Paul, we're happy to get interceptions. We're not, you know, overly concerned where they're coming from.
Yeah.
If our D-line
will
get them,
even.
Yeah, we'll take it, you know. So
yeah.
The corners will get theirs in time, but I'm pleased that we're getting interceptions. We're getting turnovers, period. That's a big deal.
Jared Allen is so important to the overall scheme of the defense and what you want to do. He had 2.5 sacks at Wembley, 3.5 this season, on pace for 14. Is 14 good enough for him? And are you happy with the way he's heading into this game?
Oh, 14 is a good number. I mean, you have a chance to be at the, you know, near the top of the league if you end up with 14 sacks in a season. And Jared traditionally has been a, you know, double-digit sack guy throughout his career. So, you know, that would be a good number. I'm sure he'd be somewhat pleased with it. Jared has high expectations. But that would help us if he were able to get 14 sacks.
Last one. What was the walk up to the Carolina game like off the bye? Were the guys excited to get back specifically off a victory?
Oh, without question. I mean, they understand the urgency of our situation. They look forward to playing this game on Sunday and then being in front of our fans at Mall of America Field.